why you should be worried about September 24th, 2022. In your time in this world, you will experience tragedy. In your time in this world, you will experience pain. In your time in this world, you will experience loss. And in your time in this world, you will experience fear. But in your time in this world, you will also experience joy. You will experience triumph. And most importantly, you will experience love. You cannot know joy without the possibility of sorrow. You cannot experience triumph unless you can experience defeat. And you cannot know bravery if you don't experience fear. Fear is a predictive emotion for a hypothetical future. Fear is concern and anxiety over what may happen next, not necessarily what will happen next. Think about it. Your fear of heights is based on the fact that at some future moment in time you may fall. Your fear of dogs is based on a possibility that you may be bitten. Your fear of flying is based on a future where your life may end in a crash. But if you allow it, fear will become your master. If you fear a possible fall, you will never experience the mountain vista from the summit. If you avoid the dog to prevent being bitten, you will never get to experience the unconditional love and loyalty that only a dog can give. If you are too scared to board the plane, you will never get to experience some of the most amazing places this world has to offer you. Is missing these worth the fear? Those who do not have your best interests at heart understand fear. They cultivate it, just like a gardener cultivates her soil for a better yield. In some cases, they carefully tend their dark crop to ensure a specific outcome of events. In others, they simply spread the seeds and let the fear take over like some noxious weed. It matters not if they control the specific narrative, it still accomplishes their goals, control and compliance. There are hundreds of sheep, yet they are easily controlled by two or three dogs. Why is that? It is out of fear. It is a base instinct, and the shepherds take advantage of this fact to control the entire herd. Are you really so different than the sheep? September 24th will come and go. It is just another day, another rotation of the earth. Yes, there have been days in the past that are more significant than others, and there will be days in the future that are also more significant than others. But at this moment in time, everything about that day is a hypothetical future. Rumors begin to grow and take on a life of their own. Internet oracles begin to flood the websites and videos with proclamations of doom. Judgment is coming, and there will be no escape for the good souls of this time. You should be prepared, but not for this fear-based tripe. You should be prepared because it is wise to be ready for those significant days to come. By now, it should be obvious to you that you live in a time where a power exists that wants to control and subjugate. They have a datum which serves as their baseline for activities to achieve three key goals. Number one, establish a one-world governing body. This does not necessarily mean a traditional government structure. It just means that power will be concentrated among the few at the top. Number two, establish a one-world currency. The goal is to move away from independence and toward a system that allows tender to be traced, tracked, monitored, and controlled. To control the money is to control the people. Number three, reduce the population. Smaller numbers are simply easier to control. When you need to evaluate the veracity of a sensational claim about those who do not share your best interests, use these criteria for measurement. Does the action serve these goals? How much of what is said is open to interpretation? How much is speculation? Do you have a bias that is clouding your ability to view the situation objectively? If you're looking for a singular event to instantly change the course of humanity, you are going to be searching in vain. Every event that takes place inspires a series of actions and reactions. You do not live in a single moment. You live on an ever-evolving timeline, and that means that actions can be taken at any point along the journey that can change its path. The assassination of a leader may lead to war, but it does not happen instantaneously. The destruction of buildings may lead to the creation of a draconian control grid, but that too takes time. Take a moment and consider that your life is already being reshaped. Do you have the same outlook and dreams that you had 10 years ago? Consider the following concepts: personal freedom of expression, groupthink, personal finances. Do you have more control of these now or in the past? Why are you fearing a singular event when the process has been in motion for years? You cannot go back and take action in the past, but you can make changes now and moving forward. It is critical that you understand your adversary. Do they believe in symbolism? Does it drive everything they do? Do they deceive? If they are proven deceivers, is it wise to trust anything they say? A wise character once stated, "When a man is convinced he's going to die tomorrow, he'll probably find a way to make it happen." The only one who can turn this around is you. Why should you worry about the 24th of September? Fear. Not the fear of whether something will happen on that day or not, because there will be a September 25th. No, you should worry about that day because of the fear that is being induced. It is imperative that you do not let this fear control you. You are a spiritual being that is capable of incredible fortitude and nobility. Leave the fear to those cowards who seek dominion over you. You should always be prepared because you are in a battle. It does not matter if you believe this because those who do not share your interests believe it. Your weapons in this battle are kindness, humility, empathy, and love, and they are far more powerful than anything this enemy can muster. There is no time like the present.